From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis on Thursday ruled out any military collaboration between the U.S. and Russia, saying that the conditions aren't correct right now. Telling defense ministers in Brussels, before military cooperation takes place, Russia must prove itself able to comply with international law.
We will engage politically. We do not or are not in a position right now to collaborate on a military level, but our political leaders will engage and try to find common ground or a way forward where Russia, living up to its commitments, will return to a partnership of sorts here with NATO. But Russia is going to have to prove itself first and live up to the commitments they have made in the Russia-NATO agreement.
Mattis' comments came after Russian defense ministers said Moscow is ready to restore cooperation with the Pentagon. President Trump is defending the national security advisor he fired this week, saying Michael Flynn was the victim of illegal leaks from the country's intelligence community, detailing his conversations with Russia's ambassador to Washington.
I think it's really a sad thing that he was treated so badly. I think in addition to that, from intelligence, papers are being leaked, things are being leaked. It's criminal action, criminal act, and it's been going on for a long time before me.
Aside from the president's concerns, U.S. lawmakers say they want to know more about Flynn's dealings with Russia, with some congressional leaders calling for an independent investigation into the Flynn-Moscow connection. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump administration's position on a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict doesn't appear any clearer a day after Mr. Trump met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
So I'm looking at two-state and one-state, and I like the one that both parties like.
Some Israelis are expressing doubt about the impact Mr. Trump's meeting with Mr. Netanyahu will have on peace in the region. Meantime, a professor at Randolph-Macon University in Virginia had this comment on the U.S. position.
The Palestinians, compared to where they were, have made huge concessions in terms of what's their bottom line, not a defeat of Israel, not return to 1948, to take 23% of Palestine, call it a state, and leave it at that. So the ingredients have been there.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said he remains committed to the two-state solution and end to Israeli occupation and creation of a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. Mr. Netanyahu said Palestinians must recognize the Jewish state and stop calling for the destruction, of the Israeli people. Doctors and witnesses in Pakistan say a suicide blast has killed at least 30 people and wounded scores more inside a crowded shrine in the southern part of the country. Rescue workers say the death toll is likely to rise. A wave of suicide bombings and other militant attacks have killed and wounded dozens of people this week across Pakistan. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson taking part in his first major international talks Thursday, joining a gathering of G20 foreign ministers in Germany. Tillerson said he had a productive meeting with his Russian counterpart on the sidelines of the conference.
As we search for new common ground, we expect Russia to honor its commitment to the Minsk agreements and work to de-escalate the violence in the Ukraine.
U.S. Secretary, or rather the U.S. officials, said ahead of Mr. Tillerson's trip that he would be using the meetings to mostly listen to his counterparts. Police in Malaysia said Thursday they have arrested a third person in connection with the apparent assassination of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, that is. Police continue the hunt for more suspects surrounding the death of Kim Jong-nam, who may have been the target of North Korean agents. The arrest comes as North Koreans observe the 75th birthday of the late leader Kim Jong-il. Officials in South Sudan say army soldiers entered a village near the capital Juba early this week, raping at least a half dozen women and girls, some of them at gunpoint. The alleged rapes occurred less than 2 weeks after South Sudanese President Salva Kiir issued a warning that soldiers who commit such acts of rape and sexual assault will be shot. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.